Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 90 of Ninjas and Super Spies. On this page, we are introduced to one of the stronger styles in the game, Phoenix Eye Kung Fu. This is a highly aggressive, confrontational style that, as expected, does not work quite as intended due to some mechanical hiccups in the way that the style is implemented. But at its core, it's a style for aggressive creeps. This is a weird combination of the most fundamental self-defense, class self-defense. This style actually has a move where you just grab your opponent and kick them in the balls. It involves throwing knees, choking, but it's also all about invading your opponent's space and making them feel weird. And I quote, "Fong Nan means Phoenix Eye, a duo reference both to the Phoenix Eye strike, actually a variation on the double knuckle strike, and the eyeball-to-eyeball contact that one attempts to make with an opponent." And then it goes on to describe how this eye contact is established. At the first sign of a fight, the Fong Nan master will do a leap attack to get as close to the enemy as possible. Then, glaring directly into the enemy's eye, the Fong Nan master will strike with a variety of hand and foot attacks, simultaneously attempting to intimidate the opponent. So this is the first sign of a fight. This is a world away from the refined Chinese noble who stands there with the big droopy silk sleeves, and, you know, the hooligan comes up to you and starts trying to mess with you because you're a kung fu hotshot, and you're like, yes, I hear what you're saying, but I'm afraid that I'm not interested in this time at engaging you in kung fu combat. And then you whip out the fan and kind of solve the problem, right? But you're waiting until the situation clearly cannot end any other way but violence. Traditional kung fu movie stuff, right? You have to be pushed X number of times before you're allowed to bust out the kung fu. It's not sportsmanlike to just kung fu somebody straight off as soon as they say something nasty to you. Apparently, Phoenix Eye Kung Fu did not get the memo on this, because that is what they do. Somebody yells at you from across the street like, "Hey, nice gi, asshole," and you're just, bam, right there in their face. You jump across the fucking street, and not only, you don't just jump across with a jump kick, because here's the funniest thing. The style description says you jump in with a leap attack, right? Which would be kind of badass. Like, somebody mouths off to you, and then before they can even finish their sentence, you're there with a fist in the face. Unfortunately, they forgot to give Fong Nan Kung Fu a leap attack. But you can jump. You can really jump, but you can't jump attack. So you just jump across the street and land in front of them and then just look them in the eyes. Just stare them down. The fact that you can jump right up in somebody's face, but then you can't attack them until your next turn. I mean, it's definitely a bug, but I'm going to go ahead and say it's a feature. I think that the beat between jumping up and looking somebody right in the eye and then kicking their ass, that's great. Just one full turn of eye contact before kung fu commences. From there, it's just a complete filthy, dirty beatdown. You get a one-handed choke, so you just grab somebody by the throat with one hand and then continue beating them up with the other while they struggle to get free. You've got that combination grab kick that I mentioned, where you grab your opponent with both hands and then kick them in the groin. That stuns your opponent for 1d4 melees. Which is a long damn time. If they're not lucky, they're going to be stunned for 4 rounds while you're free to continue grabbing their throat and punching their testicles unimpeded. Not to mention that the damage is 2d6, which is like getting shot. Speaking of combat range, it's funny that this style, the only kick it gets is the snap kick, which is a kick that you can use at grappling range, because this style is very insistent about its psychology. Everything here is designed so that you can, like, maintain eye contact and stand as close to your opponent as possible. This is Dick's touching style kung fu. But this whole intimidation thing is just one shade off because of the mix-up with leap attack. So instead of this being an art form where you kill your opponent in an intimidating fashion by jumping in and pummeling them mercilessly until they're dead nonstop, 4 attacks per melee, it is the martial art for people who want to kill their foe and make it weird by jumping in, making eye contact, looking at them for an uncomfortably long period of time, and then pummeling them to death. And that little disconnect is the dumbest thing on this page. Join me next time on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.